This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
7:49, it's Wednesday, the 30th of November, and you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, newly minted Prime Minister Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim recently chaired a special meeting of the 2022 National Action Council on the Cost of Living, which was attended by government departments and agencies to discuss inflation and how it is affecting Malaysians.
He has set a two-week deadline for the National Action Council to come up with a proposal on targeted subsidies and their implications, although it was said that the distribution of government subsidies should be targeted to ensure that they benefit only those who really need them. Malaysia is estimating to spend a record $80 billion this year on subsidies, with the largest being for fuel and cooking oil. How quickly and what manner will the new government follow through with this initiative?
For some insights, we speak to Carmelo Felito, CEO of the Centre for Market Education. Good morning, Carmelo. Always good to speak to you. Now, let's start with the question of this new government. How will they likely approach the issue of targeted subsidies, which would be radically different from the previous one?
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, I don't know how they are going to approach the issue. I may say that in my view, there are mainly three options on the table to switch from generalized target subsidies to targeted subsidies. One is the government provides goods and services at market price, and different income brackets receive vouchers to be spent for that goods and services according to their income. The second is, again, the government provides goods and services at market price, but then different income brackets receive discounts at the moments of payment according to their income. And finally, the last option is the government stops to provide goods and services and support the poor or different income brackets with vouchers, again, that can be spent with private providers of goods and services.
So, Carmelo, you talked about the different income brackets. Where do you think the line should be drawn in terms of these recipients of these subsidies, the B40, the M40?
Well, wherever we draw the line, someone will be unhappy. And this happens when you go from generalized gifts to gifts that at a certain point someone doesn't receive anymore. So those who don't receive them anymore will be unhappy. I would say that we should try to differentiate as much as we can. So not simply B40 and M40, but within these groups also finding more subgroups. So trying to target the support in the most precise way as we can.
And Carmelo, the previous finance minister has mentioned the T20 group is the biggest beneficiary of fuel subsidies, which is expected to top $30 billion this year. How can the new government implement a targeted subsidy approach, which is fair and not open to abuse?
Well, obviously, when subsidies are generalized, it's true, the system is regressive. So I would not say that the T20 is the biggest beneficiary, but I would say that the system in nature is regressive. So I'm in favor of a more targeted approach. On the approach being not open to abuse, I think that this will be the main challenge, and will encounter cultural issues and the way in which the system is implemented. Whenever there is a government program in place, there is always room for abuse. So there is always the possibility for these systems to be used for political patronage, for creating more and more a dependent mentality, and etc. So in order to limit these risks, we have to make the system as much as possible simple to be implemented and controlled.
Okay, so that's an important point, Carmelo. Simple and easy to control. Now, you offered three options at the beginning of this conversation, right? One of which is goods and services at market prices, and basically whether you receive vouchers or discounts. And the third one, I think, is to provide actual support, perhaps cash handout. What option do you think Malaysia should adopt? What is your preference, Carmelo?
I tend to look with favour considering the system that is in place. So if we talk about the government stopping to provide goods and services. Obviously, we are talking about a revolution that probably is unrealistic in this moment. But I tend to like the system of vouchers for a reason. And I give you an example. So, supposedly, the government start to provide public transportations at market price. Okay, imagining that the government can identify market price, then as a B40, you receive a certain voucher. Okay, that is given by the average income of your income bracket. But for a series of reasons, you may not need that voucher. You work from home, so you don't need public transportation, or you work very nearby, very close by your workplace. Then you may find the way to sell that voucher to someone that need more support. So this would allow a sort of bottom-up emergence of a market for vouchers that will help the support to be more and more targeted, because the government obviously can only have an helicopter view, can only see average incomes and average citizens, but then on the ground, the reality is much more fragmented. And with the emergence of a spontaneous market on this, probably we can favor an even more targeted approach and targeted support.
Carmelo, what about just giving the right people cash handouts?
And how do you identify the right people?
That is true. I mean, it requires the identifying who should really qualify. But considering that we've lived through COVID and we gave out subsidies and we gave out cash handouts, would this actually be better for us to actually re-examine the data that we have in place and then making sure that we have a system, a social protection system that's more robust versus, let's say, these voucher systems?
I tend to favor the vouchers over the cash handouts because the voucher have a purpose, so need to be spent for certain specific goods and services that are considered as essential for certain income categories. So in this sense, I believe that the system of vouchers would be superior to the system of cash handouts. But this, of course, doesn't mean that we should not look more holistically at the reform of our social protection system. But that is obviously a different chapter of the conversation.
Carmelo, we expected to spend about 51 billion ringgit in total subsidies this year, and that's a little bit more than three times what was spent in 2021. Just want to pick your brains and to see if is this going to be an easier task for the government to roll back subsidies because the amount is just so big and there's so much room to work with, or is it going to be trickier because you're taking away so much from people?
I think there are a series of difficulties in implementing this, and one will be indeed that everybody will be unhappy. For a government to go against the people's will in a democratic country is always very complicated, and therefore I think now is the best moment to do that because we just passed elections. And the second obstacle that I see is that the unity government, by definition, is a weak government, in the sense that is a government made of different souls that may have conflicting views. And at this regard, my recommendation has been that the new prime minister should go in front of the parliament, not only seeking confidence on himself, on his name as prime minister, but seeking confidence on a programmatic platform. So I would like to see the prime minister and the cabinet going in front of the parliament with a to-do list that is very detailed in terms of implementation. This, I think, will create a higher level of commitment.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Carmelo Felitto, CEO of the Center for Market Education, giving us his views in terms of how we should approach the very expensive subsidy program that we currently have. Total bill, 80 billion ringgit. Now, how do we unwind it? How do we balance the needs of those who are, you know, suffering, who are not earning enough money in this rising inflationary period? Is going to be extremely challenging. Up next, the 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.